Learn to focus, key to be a frontrunner in life. Legal notice. The publisher strived to be as accurate and complete as possible in the creation of this report, notwithstanding the fact that he does not warrant or represent at any time that the contents within are accurate due to the rapidly changing nature of the Internet. While all attempts have been made to verify information provided in this publication, the publisher assumes no responsibility for errors, omissions, or contrary interpretation of the subject matter herein. Any perceived slights of specific persons, peoples, or organizations are unintentional. In practical advice books, like anything else in life, there are no guarantees of income made. Readers are cautioned to rely on their own judgment about their individual circumstances to act accordingly. This book is not intended for use as a source of medical, legal, business, accounting, or financial advice. All readers are advised to seek services of competent professionals in medical, legal, business, accounting, and finance field. Chapter 1. Learning to focus and control your mind. Have you ever felt that you have not got any closer to your objective than you were when you started working for it? Do you often feel stressed out by the fact that life is unpredictably throwing things at you and you feel completely devastated? Why do we often lose control over the mind and digress from the trail to success? For some, it is lack of commitment, while for others it is a self-imposed inability to develop attentiveness and build focus on your duties. We have been created as equals with equal amount of time, energy, and mental strength. Sometimes, it is nobody but you to blame for the little failures which happen to take us by a wave and we feel like everything is over. With the right labor, resources, awareness, and support, you can make the impossible possible. Our mind plays a significant role in shaping our ordinary decision-making process. What is it about the mind that is so obscure? It is our psyche which leads us amidst the battlefield called life, where professional issues, family hassles, relationship obligations, and health issues struggle for our energy and time. These issues can be so frazzling that, at the end of the day, you are left with no options but to crumple in front of the TV or turn to other distractions like alcohol to come across a sense of absolve. You need to rebuild the mangled corners of your mind by controlling it and indulging in activities which don't have a negative effect on our relationship preference and healthy life. It is better to find optimistic ways to refurbish our energy and add to an unprejudiced lifestyle rather than deviating from it. Do you repeatedly feel mentally ill, depressed, and irritant? Is there something which is causing fretfulness and helplessness in your mind? Do you think you have the time and pains to improve emotional health and be in charge of your mind? Your body is a reflection of your mind. What you think and seek is expressed in the physical form through our bodily actions, which are directed by the brains. Your thought count, conscious or unconscious, is the first step to mind control. After learning to control the mind, it is important to know how it operates and produces desired results. If you ever switch channels on the TV, you will realize how the thoughts in our brain change every now and then. Controlling disruptions and strayed thoughts will help to focus on decisive things. Chapter 2. Are learning organizations helpful? Are learning organizations the new wave of the future, or this theory is going to fail like other industrial and management whim? It depends upon an organization's readiness to commit the time and vigor to transform its conduct. Before digging into the aspect of altering organizational behavior, it is pertinent to know what a learning organization is and what are the disciplines incorporated. The most significant is individual mastery, which is the ability to constantly clarify personal vision, focus on energies, build up patience, and see reality impartially. Team learning is an essential part of learning to focus on professional growth, which involves thinking and learning collectively in an organization. Systematic thinking emphasizes upon the interrelationships within an organization and looking on the whole rather than in individual units. Working with mental models is another discipline of learning organizations, which involves evolving and examining innovative suppositions. By building a common vision and holding a collective picture of the future, an organization realizes the worth of focus and the faculty to meet that dream. A learning organization may start at the team level and extend the skills of factual dialogue to lead to integrated team learning. The employees of an organization will always focus on the desired prospects rather than looking back on the past and trying to fix it. That is why it is rightly said that learning organizations are frontward-looking and contribute in every possible way to help their employees to learn to focus for sharp success. The core assumptions and shared vision encourage the employees to try out new ideas and stress on their psychological progress for a continuous and hassle-free path to success. When you start a new business, you can either choose to win or lose. Your commercial fate is entirely in your hands, and nothing will work with you if you do not trust your wits and the people working for you. Learning organizations often choose to conduct brainstorming sessions for their employees for teaching them the techniques of mind control and self-confidence. Successful people have visualization and focus, and the similar exercise goes for professionals who are engaged to turn the seed brought by the business proprietor into a flourishing tree. Have you ever thought, how does that happen? Despite temporary setbacks, how a learning organization does manage to keep its vision intact and defeat is never eternal. Building a creative business needs a plan and perseverance to carry it with a team with diverse levels of ingenuity and deliberation. Chapter 3. Willpower is a must for prolonged success. Developing willpower is unswervingly related to success, and no one can underestimate the power of your will. History tells us that even uneducated people have proved their mettle and did not let this weakness hold them back. The willpower and vigor to achieve the harsh goals in life is instinctive, and no therapy or counseling can develop it. Just like a sports person takes strenuous effort to win the corporeal game, our mind must also be taught with proper skillfulness to be a winner in life. The process of acquiring personal mastery is a gradual process and involves complete command of your mind's powers. You don't necessarily have to be a genius to succeed. Take the right step when you know the time has come and try learning a lesson from every chapter of life. If life is parallel to sea voyage, don't think that it will be a smooth sail from beginning till the end. Be prepared for hardships and don't lose your grit while struggling through it. Why do you feel that your counterparts work and accomplish more than you? It seems like they work threefold, once in meditation, in anticipation, and in realism. If you can concentrate on your mind and focus on one task at a time, there is nothing wrong in it, as every individual has his own reservoir of energy and resources which are not always comparable to others. Don't force yourself to commit to something which does not seem like something you want to do, and once you make the commitment, don't step back. Don't fritter away your time worrying, as it only clogs your mind with useless muddle. So stop getting distressed before it stops you. Apprehension and fret are energy guzzlers which reduce your chances to attain success and make the lives of those around you equally miserable. Learning to focus your labors is the solitary way to realize the success you are worthy of. The sooner you learn this fact, the more promising you are to overpower everything that slows you down and averts you from true success. Unlike most people, don't juggle with too many duties simultaneously. You will waste your efforts and focus on a number of fruitless efforts, and at the end, get nothing in return. Therefore, it is best to take one challenge at a time. Simply speaking, ripping yourself in 100 parts is nothing but a wasted life. Chapter 4. Learning to focus at workplace. In your professional cockpit, focus is possibly the most important thing. At some workplaces, the aptitude to focus on the right place and at the right time is a subject of life and death. The greater than ever distractions make the task of focusing appear like an unworkable task. By following a few steps, you can become the king of efficiency in the office. First, try and understand yourself while you work. You may have a different mindset at home and in office, but no matter what your perception is, keep reminding yourself continually of how productive you are. Write down on a paper if need be. Think of those times when you were super focused and how did it help you to find professional satisfaction. You will observe that there are a few others like you who have maintained a productivity list, but remember, everyone cannot be productive with the same tasks and in a similar manner. You have to figure out what is the best work plan for you and make it as a starting point to improve your focusing ability. Think back of those times when you concentrated hard on something, regardless of how concise they were. It will help you to be acquainted with your focusing skills and you can give credit to yourself for being focused on the appropriate tasks. Sometimes we need the ideal environment to focus on our work. So, when you decide to write about when you were fruitful at work, don't forget to mention a bit about the work setting like: is the workplace noisy? Were you alone when it happened? What time of the day was it? Was there a deadline to be met? Were you unproductive/productive on a particular work? Is your desk clean and organized? How did your colleagues react to your work? Now, when you have written about your achievements, it is time you prepared another list on how were absolutely focused and in some way lost it while doing a task. Were you troubled? Does it happen at a certain time? Do you seek support for learning to focus? Are you often apprehensive? Learning to focus is difficult for those who suffered from severe lack of enthusiasm and strength of mind. It is important to draw a productivity focus list as there are several tasks which we have to meet in a day. But earmark the ones on top of the priority list and don't scrutinize much, just start with it. Chapter 5. Help out your kids to learn to focus. Your kids must know the importance of the education they are receiving. Make your children understand that a homeschool setting is rewarding for them, and as they wake up in the morning, empty a bowl of cereal and get ready in their uniform. Give confidence to them to feel that they are not gearing up for school, instead they are getting dressed up for success. An expectation is one of the supreme factors in student learning, and it doesn't matter how you dress. It should fundamentally imitate your expectations. Kids learn a lot from the homeschool environment. Therefore, providing them proper tools to focus and learn, like internet at home, encyclopedias, dictionaries, diagrams, and additional orientation material, will create a positive, enlightening environment. Parents can go beyond the apparent paper and pencils to create something extra than an ordinary classroom which children see every day. Adding extra to the homeschool setting means you can add motivational posters, wall charts, figures, letter cards, and other text-rich tools which will positively help them to read, and repetitive reference will improve their memory and perception. An individual can benefit a lot by focusing on the multiple modules in the field of education, as each individual has strong points in diverse areas. This helps a great deal in upholding the different intelligences in children and boosts their potential. Children are highly influenced by their surroundings, which is why you must include more pictures, graphic coordinators, and descriptive images for visual learners. It is essential to have a daily and weekly agenda to prepare the children to learn and expect. It is important that regular school hour schedule is set. Instinctive teaching opportunities arise all the time, so let the agenda not hold back the possibilities of you teaching your kids the right way. Parents should avoid the lecture-style learning and take lead of their kid being outside the classroom to make special and distinctive learning experiences. Novel and innovational styles of teaching your students can be very handy, as after a while even the children get uninterested in the conventional classroom-type coaching. For a few, teaching is nothing but a task to be finished where there is a list of topics to be covered and ticked off. Thus, parents and teachers who focus on particular topics only should be immersed in enlightening the kids rather than struggling to cover the syllabus. Chapter 6. 10 Ways to Build Focus in Your Life. How do you prioritize the vital things in life, like individual dreams, health, and family? If you don't have a solution, then there is nothing wrong with you. Our energy is drained away in senseless and washed-out tasks which are wasting our lives away. Don't you feel that we need to gear up to become more focused in life and shun from worldly distractions? Unknowingly, those incalculable and irretrievable moments of our life have gone astray into the emptiness of the past. How many times has it happened that you have not given excuses and actually taken up a hobby, exercise plan, or a volunteer program? We often say, "I don't have time," but is it a fact, or we simply avoid the focus and commitment required for that chore? Taking shortcuts in life may be rewarding on a temporary basis, but what is it you learn from it? Ask yourself every day, what do I want to achieve and why do I want to achieve? Try to locate the possible obstacles that may threaten your focus and how can you work on them? following our 10 ways to build focus in life, hang about focused on optimistic things and pay thought to the profits you achieve in the long run. Commitment to your dream and the course that follows is vital to create compulsory focus and incentive to keep you going. Without passion, your goal will lose luster and you may not find the journey exciting enough to continue. So recommit yourself frequently and keep talking to yourself positively. Set practical, reckonable and realizable goals. Once you accomplish your first action step, you will be driven to move to the next step with fervor. An optimistic attitude will never seem unpromising or wasteful. Thus, even if you stumble upon a hindrance, get up quick and get going. Build self-control, stick to your plan and track your progress. Steer clear of temptation and off-putting thoughts, stay consistent. In the beginning it may seem insignificant, but the right time will give you fruitful results. Avoid delaying your tasks. You are doing no favors for yourself and don't steal good results. Keep augmenting your focus every day. Lastly, believe in your skill and never quit in life. What you make in life is the outcome of what you focus on. So it is critical that you focus on things which are meaningful and will perk up your life. Chapter 7. Learning to Focus and Time Management. Regardless of what your profession is, you ought to learn how to focus and dedicate energy and time to that occupation. Focus is nothing but the degree of concentration you offer to a task. Thus, you might be concentrating on something, but you may not be absolutely focused. If you are in truth involved in a chore, person, or object and assigned all your concentration to it, it can be said that you are focused. If you have a propensity to become blockheaded, then try to induce your mind well. Enforce time limits, do one task at a time and stop your mind from focusing on less essential things. Learning time management skillfulness takes time and, like other skills, their standard application will help you to keep them sharp. All your tasks which are pending or which got overshadowed by other things, owing to lack of proper time management, will surface up. When you feel like you do not have power over time, you blame the circumstances and whatever little focus you had built also gets lost. Most people get caught in trying to accomplish trivial tasks, so that they can feel good about checking them off. Long-standing time management is equally important to establish yourself potentially. Place your goals for the future and break the action plan into daily or weekly steps, so that you progressively and successfully steer towards them. Another crucial time management skill is the daily appraisal, as it will help you to measure your accomplishments as the last part of the day. Time management mechanically teaches to build focus, and examining your successes and failures repeatedly helps a great deal. Continued learning is a time management skill which has worthy for great scholars and visionaries. It is rightly said that a person is a student in his entire life as he keeps learning something new day by day. The skills which got you where you are now may not take you where you want to be, so imbibing novel skills every day is the key to success. Your focus every day should be measured and persistent development in your time management skills. Inquisitiveness and self-awareness will help you to be distinguished as reflective learners. Once you follow a definite timetable long enough, it will guarantee you even bigger success in life. Your attitude forms all your actions, both good and bad, and is a decisive factor in pushing you ahead on the way to success. That is why it is said that attitude determines altitude. Chapter 8. Power of Focus with Dedication and Steadiness. What is the secret to hit the bullseye on the dartboard? It is no rocket science, it is a simple technique called focus. We come across all kinds of situations in life, but how we pick the worst and the best depends upon our sensitivity. You may go to a party and find it completely boring as you focused only on the mundane things. On the contrary, an optimistic person would focus only on the remarkable things and will enjoy the same party which you found awfully dull. The difference is that you focus on the bad things and others focus on the good ones. Our mind is getting inputs all the time while countless things in life are vying for attention. Inputs is what will help us to know further how our brain simply eliminates something on which we need not focus as it should be. We often focus on the wrong things as they are more persuasive. You can consciously choose to eliminate things which are boring and taxing and choose to focus on the ones which are good and stimulating. Now and then you may not have choices to pick your focus on. For instance, while going to a funeral you cannot focus on the pleasurable things. On a brief note, we don't always get the choice to focus on something, instead we have to compulsorily do it and wait for the consequences. What we focus on will help us know how we feel about things. Learning to focus is a process that is achieved with commitment and steadiness. Improving concentration is not a task, but learning to apply it continually on the professional and personal work is focus. If you ever feel that you are going too slowly and you cannot hold on for so long, then try to focus for a fixed amount of time. Like a shooter, who unwaveringly focuses on the target before taking that final shot, you can also devote a little, but solid time unshakably to your goal. A very practical way to lower the material distractions and learn to focus is deliberation, which not only teaches you self-discipline, but also helps to build focus. Further, it is better if you focus in tranquility rather than with a TV playing or people chattering in the background. Any boisterous or continuous disturbance in the background will spoil your pensive disposition. Any useful tip on learning how to focus suggested by a well-wisher must be taken positively. Chapter 9. Learning to focus on internet marketing skills. So, now you must be looking for ideas to promote your online marketing business. For starters, the opening step usually is to search online for information on how to endorse your online business. The internet is a sea of information and search engines are swamped with thousands of websites and web portals which you feel will give you exactly what you were hunting for. Now, that is precisely the problem here. Often, we are so besieged with the facts we get from the internet that we sift through it and lose focus on what we were essentially looking for. There is so much information that you never really get started and in a way you are paralyzed by excess of it. This also takes a toll on your creativity and you rely on the websites for even the most basic know-how on how to start your business. This is why we are talking about focus, as it is only with focus we can see the needful on the internet and not fritter away time by getting entwined in excess information which is difficult to store up mentally. There is no solitary way to tell the valuable information from ambiguous or plain erroneous information. You always fall short of getting started the right time, as there is no end to the legitimate information. Following are three very effective ways to build focus on the right things for a thriving online marketing business. Focus on a creation to have a product in reality is important, not merely its anticipation. It is pointless to start looking on the internet for promoting a product that is still not introduced in the market. There are associate programs which help you earn money by promoting or selling someone else's products and services. Focus on the selling techniques. There is myriad of internet market methods, and while some may give you prompt results, some could take weeks to show significant results. The best tactic is to offer that one product and then focus on selling the strong points of that product. Your labor will not be thinned by many alternative marketing choices. Focus on the niche. It is necessary to prioritize a niche and then look to start a business which appeals to you. People are minting money in different fields only after focusing on a niche. Narrower your business concept, the more likely you are to see success. The secret to your online marketing success lies in your capability to focus and put the pieces of the puzzle together. Chapter 10. Learning to focus with meditation. Focus is one of the emblematic skillfulness required for meditation. It may be considered as the capacity to hold your attentiveness on a solo object, person, thought or sound for an extensive period. The objective of focus can be exterior or interior depending upon the subject which requires your focus. Your degree of focus can be improved by dispensing more consciousness into it or by stretching for a protracted time. The question that arises here is that, why is there a need to expand focus in meditation? Actually, meditation is a deliberation or contemplation of thoughts which revolve in our minds and involves overwhelming of negative notions with fortifying positive thinking. After meditating for a few weeks, you will notice how productive you become at work and how observant you are towards personal issues. Meditation encompasses focus and teaches how to elevate your life in multiple ways. If you are looking to strengthen relationships, then all you have to do is pour a momentous amount of focus for deeper bonds. This works for both kinds of circumstances, firstly where there is dismay between friends and secondly, among companions who have been torn apart subsequently due to lack of focus. When we focus to dispense all our attention onto one person, he or she gets very pleased and appreciative, provided they enjoy the concentration. Meditation is not only known to fix strained relationships and troubled work life, but also health problems. Health and mediation are parallel to each other. An ailing person cannot gain from any therapy or treatment as he can through meditation. You need to focus on the health detriments and its solutions to achieve a wholesome life. The next step to get into the app meditative state is to take your focus to the next level. Look for a comfortable location where you can sit peacefully, take deep breaths, relax and visualize the number one as you inhale and exhale. Imagine that you are slowly drifting towards the number one in all aspects of life and let go of diversions. Now as you absorb number one completely, count number two in your mind and take deep breaths. Repeat this exercise and if you feel that you have drifted away from focus, start from number one again. The aim of this drill is to reach till the count of 10 while meditating without straying from the contemplative state. Once you are an expert at this, you may have developed an incooked aptitude to focus than practically anyone else you know. Conclusion. Focus is the secret to a quintessential life and a successful man is an ordinary man who knows how to focus on his target. Before you begin with any of the aforementioned techniques on learning how to focus, take a look around and see what your life is like. If it is too messed up, then pass on tasks to others and allow yourself to concentrate on one venture. Assign a definite time to work and hang that do not disturb sign outside if need be and don't let any trivial matters bother you. Plan your venture in an elaborate form so that you know where to start and where to close and make a rational succession to prevent unwanted steps. Make sure that the task allotted to you fixes in the selected time and promise to yourself that you will not move to another chore before you finish this one off successfully. Nobody wants to go back and redo sloppy work, so ensure good quality of work. If you feel that you cannot focus on something for very long and need a break, then there is no harm. It is natural to get worn out after paying constant attention to a job, so go out, get some fresh air and revitalize your mind. Lastly, a person is able to perform better when he is focused, therefore utilize these tips to direct a drifting mind and surprise yourself with what you can achieve.